This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect. Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has
existed.
You have
an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is the Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
All right, you ready for this?
I am ready. Yes, it is Almost Famous, the OGs. We're back.
We're back in the saddle.
Now, we weren't gone. We just happened to be in a couple different locations where we did some stuff and some things. And we both had really fun interviews.
I wish we could have been together, but it was... I did have a great time talking to Jesse, and I know you had fun talking to Zach and playing some golf, and I just couldn't make it. The kids' schedules, I think it was a dance competition, which is my life right now.
Sure.
All good. No complaints, but I wish I could fit it all in, you know?
I know. You know, it was actually kind of a weird circumstance that made the whole thing happen for me. So originally we were supposed to go to LA for the holidays to see Canyon's family. And the boys both got sick. So we ended up pushing that trip to the middle of January, which sunk up perfectly with, you know, going back and forth and actually being able to go to Carmel for a couple of days because I was already in LA. So it was actually a pretty easy flight, and had a great conversation with Zach, the current bachelor, who really, really nice guy. And then also got to hang out with Clayton, the previous bachelor. And get to know him a little bit. And then some of the usual suspects were there too, which was a lot of fun. And
so fun.
Yeah, it was a really good weekend, a really good week, you know, there. And I actually really loved it and loved that area. I mean, I'm a big fan of Monterey. So
huge fan. Yeah. I'm jealous. Did you get to meet Ashley and Jared's cutie pie little boy?
I did not. No. I think he must have come after I had already left to go home.
Got it.
Yeah, we had to get back
to I'm not jealous anymore.
No, I know. He's really cute, though. Dawson is so cute.
Oh, he's adorable.
So it was a really fun time. We were there for the, you know, the Pebble Beach Celebrity Pro-Am thing, and that was really, it's like a bucket list item. So I got to watch Wells smack the ball around a little bit, and we had a great, it's just a great time. So, but I'm really excited about today, too, because I get to reconnect with someone from my past.
That's right.
In fact, our guest today is Estella Gardnier, Estella Renee Gardnier, who was the final lady standing on my season of The Bachelor.
the final lady standing.
Yes. Well, you know,
I love that.
It's so funny because I remember, I mean, and Estella could attest to this. They, you know, back then, as we referred to many times, but it wasn't as, like, if you had a personality and you said things that didn't exactly fit the script, a lot of that stuff was kind of left on the cutting room floor. And I'll never forget it, standing in front of those ladies. And, you know, it's night one and there's 30 ladies in the room. And I've got, you know, I don't even remember, maybe 15 roses or something. And I remember literally saying to them, those of you who go home tonight, you're welcome, because this is a mess. And I'm like, whoever actually gets to stay, I feel really, you know, I feel like I should almost like this rose should come with an apology. but it was so much fun. And the person, if we had a... Hi, Estella. We were just talking about you. I was just going to say, if there was a first impression rose back then, which we really didn't have that. Like, it wasn't like, you know.
No.
But Estella would have definitely gotten it because she came out of the limo with such, you know, obviously stunningly beautiful, but comes out of the limo with just this great energy. And, you know, it was so fun and just like literally was almost like one of those people that I would like be looking for because she was so like a calming presence. On what was a pretty much a zoo of a night, you know, my mom shows up randomly and, you know, all sorts of other craziness ensues. But I remember like there were times when I'd look around the room and I'd be like, oh, there's Estella, you know, and I'd start to walk towards her and all of a sudden I'd get grabbed by, you know, Sally Ann or someone. Okay, we're going this way. I'd be like, oh, I was going to go say hi. No, you already talked to her. You talked to her for like 45 minutes, Bob. You know, that's good. And they're like, we get it. She's getting a rose. We know that. Okay, moving on. Let's go. And, you know, and that was kind of a crazy night. But Estella, thank you so much for coming on the show. You're welcome. How are you?
Thanks for coming.
I'm good. And I didn't know it was going to be video, but hey, hi.
I'm good. Well, you look beautiful. You look beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
And honestly, it's very only sweet. Pushed out to social. So it's you know.
Oh, no, I'm totally just do good. Little I wear stories. My hair up all the time anyway, so
I'm sure it comes with the job. So okay, I have to get the elephant out of the room right out the gate. Have you guys talked in, you know, I guess
it's 20
been,
years
has it been 20 years
almost, right? How long has it
I
been?
Would 19? Love to know if you guys have talked.
I'll let Estella answer that question because I already say yes, we have, of course, but I'll let Estella answer that for you.
Yeah, we have. We've talked we've gotten together, and you know, it was such a crazy time in our life, and we had just such a really beautiful connection, and it was like such a crazy experience. And you know, with all of that, that world can be a little crazy sometimes. And I think there were some challenges after the show was done. And then, you know, of course, Bob married someone else. And so that's been a little, you know.
Oh, yeah, there was that. That happened.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that happened. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he was, you know, he was so wonderful. He reached out and he just was like, hey, I just want to, just a lot of integrity, said I want to apologize to you for anything I did that may have hurt you. And that was really, I thought, just
job,
a lot of integrity,
Bob.
And pretty amazing.
That's very sweet of you to say that. I loved our experience together. And let's talk about something else. I also really loved your mom. I loved your mom, and I know she just passed, and I'm so sorry. And she was such a lovely woman.
I mean,
it's so interesting when we talk about the show, and I always, I mean, you know, I when I tell stories about, oh, then we did this, then we did that, I always love to talk about Estella's mom because she was so fantastic, like such an incredible person. And I remember sitting in Estella's beautiful apartment, and you know, and she and her mom were having like some conversations where they were signing, and I was like sitting there kind of going, okay, I'm not understanding exactly what's going on there, but it, you know, it was so passionate between them, and the connection was such that it was like beautiful. It was almost like, and I mean, I really do mean this, it was like listening to someone speak in another language and thinking, oh my God, that's such a beautiful language. And, you know, but I was watching the two of them talk and I was like, I wish I would have learned sign language, and I wish I knew this because oh. it looks beautiful the way that they're communicating with one another. And it was just a
thank
nice
thank you. We were actually behind the scenes. I'm like, Mom, do not say this. Do not say that. It was such a handy gift, and all the producers were like, you guys have to stop signing.
Yeah. They're like, this is not good TV, guys, because they're signing. I'm like, you know. It was pretty funny. But yeah, passed away, and I'm so sorry. And I mean, she was just so lovely.
She was just the very most important person in my life. And I appreciate you saying that. She loved being on the show. Yeah. And she loved meeting you and loved meeting Oprah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And it was just such a great time for her. And yeah, I really appreciate you, you know, sharing that, because she really just was such a special human. And it's very hard to see her go. And but Bob, and same thing goes with your father. Your father was an incredible man. And I was so heartbroken when you had shared that he had passed. And so
thank you.
Your family was everything. And I remember, I have to share something. When we were on the hometown date, it was so sweet because it was just my mom and I. It was always just my mom, and we did everything together. And Bob and Nora both looked at me and they said, we would be so happy to have you part of our family, for you to bring your mom, and we would love to be with you and your mom, and you guys will be part of our family.
Yeah, I can't believe I've never been on a call with two of my ex-girlfriends at the same time. This is crazy.
Yes, you have.
Oh,
Kelly
yes,
Jeff Perowski.
That's true, Kelly Jeff, actually, yeah.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
As every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once. It's tough for even the most watchful mom and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing. Duracell understands that. That's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power many important things around people's homes, including things that young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, but they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening. Because they believe that their product should provide more than just power, they should also provide peace of mind. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turn my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
So how is life? I know that you recently got married. How is married life treating you?
Oh, I love it. I love it so much. And, you know, it took me obviously a lot longer than anyone else, but it was worth it.
That's okay. Yes.
100%. You know, I always knew that for me, like I want to be married once, not that it, you know, some people are married a couple times.
Some people on this call, that's me.
Some people on this call have been married more than twice.
Yeah. I wanted to get married a bunch and then it was my dream as a little boy. I'm like, yeah, I want to do that. And then I always third time's a charm, but enough about me. Yes. So you're
well, married. I think guys do need to go through a marriage or two before they probably. Like, before, you know, you're better to get them when they're with you.
It's so true.
But no, he's just amazing. I just love being married to him. He's my best friend. We're business partners. We do everything. I mean, we just do life together and he's just an extraordinary man. And he just loves me so incredibly well. It's amazing. And I just love him so much. So it's really, really lovely.
Your posts are beautiful. I feel like you're like the two of you together, like I'm really bad at posting things. So like, I never think that anything's being conveyed through my messaging other than the fact that I really must love my kids. But every time you guys post anything, it's like, oh my God, they're so in love. This is so awesome. Mm-hmm. And then you started a new business and you mentioned you guys are business partners in that too. You've got so much going on.
Yeah. So we started, last April. We've only been open almost a year. And I've been teaching for a long time. So I've been a health and wellness coach for a very long time. And I was teaching Legree, which is what my studio is. It's a workout. It's like a Pilates strength training workout. And I've been teaching that for 15 years. Yeah. And I love the workout. I've always loved the workout. And so I started learning about infrared and the health benefits of infrared. And obviously for brain health is one of them. And my mom, I don't know, Trista, if you knew that my mom passed away, she had Alzheimer's. Brain health is a focus of mine and has been. I'm a certified brain health coach. And my husband's mom also has it. So I just knew the benefits of it. I wanted to bring it into the workout. I wanted us to have a place that wasn't just a workout because I've been working out for so long. I wanted something that was also focused on recovery and healing your body. So it's been really cool. I mean, no one's done it. So this is where I put the studio together with my husband and I wasn't sure how people were going to, you know, really take it. I mean, a lot of people surprisingly don't know about infrared and the health benefits of it. And so I wasn't quite sure how people would respond, but I knew it's something that I wanted to do. And it's just been a huge blessing. And people love it. They love the workouts. We have infrared saunas, which Trista, I think you guys, I think Ryan.
We have one. Yeah, I was actually just going to ask you, tell me more, because we have one in our house because of Ryan's diagnosis with Lyme disease. And are you doing, like you're saying infrared, but doing the workouts, are you working out while you're in the sauna, or how do you, or is it something that you have people get in afterwards?
Yeah, so we actually have infrared. We have one spectrum of infrared over the workout, the machine. And we have red light also over the machine. And then we have separate sauna rooms. So after they do the workout, or sometimes before, because it actually helps give you energy for your workout, they will go in a sauna and do a sauna.
That's awesome.
That is so cool. Because obviously ours is in a sauna, I feel like is an enclosed space. So since you have it above and in front of or wherever, does it not dissipate, and or is it still effective if it's not
it's still
in an enclosed space? Awesome.
Just the range of where it is, it's not as penetrating as the saunas are. The saunas, I call them like little healing machines. I mean, they're going to penetrate a lot deeper. The ones above the machine and how we have it for the workout, it's going to heat your core temperature up a lot quicker. You're going to burn more calories than you would a normal agree workout. It helps with recovery. It helps with muscles, sleep. People feel like they're sleeping better since they started doing the workout. It's more surface, right? It's not as penetrating as the saunas are.
Where can people go to find more information on your studios or your studio?
Oh, LAGREE, red, R-E-D. So LAGREE is the workout. Red, obviously, infrared. So LAGREERed.com. And then we're on Instagram and Facebook. And thank you.
I saw the post you had with all of the instructors at your studio and everything. That was really, you got a lot of people on board. That's a cool crew. I mean, it was like 15 people or something like that. There's a ton of people.
Oh, love my instructors, you guys. I have just the most beautiful team. They always step up. Everyone cares about the clients. And then we're in Carlsbad and the community, we're like by the beach. So I think living by the beach, I think people are really friendly.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't they be, right? What do they possibly have to
They're
be
happy.
About?
Yeah. So we have just an awesome community. And my husband and I always talk like, we just feel so grateful. Just it's been a blessing. And I think when your intention and in business and in life is just, how can we be of service? How can we help? Yeah. When you have that intention, like the world just gives you that right back, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. I love that. Now, let's talk about how you guys met, because I think it's pretty cool. I've always, it's kind of interesting after being on a show like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. It's kind of funny because people will always be like, you probably, you've already done something crazy, so you would never do online dating. And I was like, I wouldn't personally, I didn't have to, I guess, but I would have. I mean, I just kept marrying everybody I met, but I thought it was kidding. Keep trying this third time's a charm.
For me, I was the only person you didn't marry.
That's right. I let you avoid that pain. I let you both out of that.
Yeah. I let you
out of that pain. Estella, as a side note, do you remember? So I was telling Trista before you came on that I was like, the show was so different back then, obviously, and so a lot more formulaic. We all know that to be true. Now it's like sometimes just craziness ensues and they let it happen. But I remember back then, I remember having like 15 flowers and 30 ladies. And I remember giving a speech that I thought was awesome. And I'm like, oh, this is definitely going to make it. And I basically ended it with, for those of you who do not get a rose tonight, you're welcome, because this is crazy, or something. And I remember everyone laughed and I was like, that was so good. They never used it. They took it out.
So funny.
Do you remember the other blooper where I had a rose and I was nervous, right? So I was like, I'm holding my rose and I'm like, okay. And they're like, giving me the signal from behind. And so I'm like waiting and waiting. And then they give me another one and I'm like, Debbie. And I don't know what name I said, but the top of the rose flew off. Do you remember that?
Oh, I do. Oh, I totally do.
And I don't know what to do, because it's like literally one of my first like five roses. And I'm like, oh, And so I just sort of held it there, you know, with my stem in my hand. And she comes walking up because she doesn't know what to do either. And they haven't stopped us. And I'm like, Debbie, will you accept this stem? And she's like, no, I will. And gives me a hug, goes back, and they're like, okay. This is when I really realized the reality TV wasn't super reality. When they're like, we're going to start that over, get Bob a fresh rose, you know, the whole bit.
Yes.
But that was pretty funny. Yeah. I'm glad you remember.
Okay. So going back to how you met, tell us this story of how you were open to The Bachelor, obviously, and that probably aligned with how you were open to how you met your husband. So tell us the story.
Yes.
Well, I was open to The Bachelor, but I wasn't open to Match.com.
you weren't.
No, when I did The Bachelor, I was so young, and back I was 27. And I think when you're 27, well, at least at that for me, I didn't really think about the consequences or what could happen or getting hurt or any of that kind of stuff, because you're still young and you don't really think about those things. And so I was way more open to The Bachelor I know The Bachelor, they usually take about 6 months when they interview the girls, and it's a really long process. And for me, it happened within a couple weeks. So they had already picked all the girls. They had already had everyone picked out. And just so happened that one of my girlfriends had submitted my little short application they had online, and they had forgotten to take Bob down. They forgot to take the whole application down, and mine just happened to get through. And so they're like, well, she's a mortgage broker. She's dark hair. she lives in LA. Let's just meet her. And so it happened so quick. They called me the very next day, and then everything, they sent me to the psychologist, which I'm so surprised I was even on this show, because I totally failed that test, and I have no idea how I was able to get on the show.
What do you mean you failed that test? How can you fail that test? Do you know who they have on the show? Like, not you, but the other people? How can you fail that test?
I think you can look for people who fail it to have on their show.
This person
she's good.
No, I'm joking though, but it happened so quickly. And I remember my mom giving me advice about it, because, you know, I think if I would have had a lot more time to think about it, I wouldn't have done the show. If I would have had that 6 months to be able to bail out and say, I don't know, I would have freaked myself out probably. But my mom, she said, honey, I called my mom. She was the only person that I called. She said, honey, just go on, just be yourself, and just, you know, let the cards fall where they may. And that's what I did. And so the show, The Bachelor, I was way more open to. But then dating online, I was not open to. I did not want to do it. That's why I hired a coach. And she said,
you hired a dating coach?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I hired a very expensive dating coach.
Oh, wow.
But she was worth every penny. Obviously.
And did she tell you to go on Match?
Yeah, well, that was part of it. She's like, at the end of this, you're going to go on Match, and I'm going to help you with the whole, but first she works on whatever is blocking your heart from wanting to have a long, because obviously I had done all the work that I thought I could do on myself to bring someone into my life. As far as internally, I always worked on myself. Like, how can I be a better version of myself? But she really was amazing. I mean, she discovered that my heart was still blocked. And from, you know, obviously we all get hurt. And, you know, I had lost
from
my
parents. Who was it blocked from? Sorry.
I think just protecting.
Unreal. My friend Trista. Thanks, buddy.
I'm just kidding. I mean, I love that he reached out to you and, you know, said, I'm sorry if I ever hurt you. Like, I love that, Bob. I just, I'm his friend. I got to give him some, you know.
I love it. No, this is awesome.
No, that takes a lot of courage. It takes, it's a lot of integrity. And I think, you know, because at the end of the day, this is life. You go through life, you meet people, you fall in love, and then you fall out of love, or, you know, whatever it may be. And Bob and I were meant to do that period of time together, but we weren't meant to be life partners, you know? Right. And I think when you can come around, and if you've done something that you're not fully, that you're not aligned with, and you can say, I'm sorry for that, I think that just goes a long way. I think to be able to look somebody in the eye and just say, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry I hurt
yeah.
you. And yeah. a lot of people have a hard time doing that. And it just cleans everything up. It just yeah. cleans
totally
it all up.
Agree. It's what I want my kids to be.
It helps that you're such a forgiving person too, for, you know what I mean? Like also Estella was open to that type of a conversation as opposed to, you know, some yeah. people might not be. So, you know, that's Thank very you. Kind of you too. But so you get this coach and the coach mm-hmm. teaches you how to open up and be ready. And then you yeah. put together your profile or what's next?
Yeah. So then she like wants to, you know, you have to write a profile for your match.com. And it was so funny because she said, look, if you do this program exactly the way I tell you to do it and exactly the way I tell you to do it, everything I tell you to do, you do. I promise you, you'll meet your partner. That is like an amazing partner for life. And so when it got to the match.com, I'm like, and then she's like, then the profile, you have to write this profile and it's long and it's this story. And it's like this whole, cause she actually works with like she's worked with all these different, like, you know, profile writers. And I mean, it's a pretty extensive program.
Amazing.
And they say yeah. to do it a certain way, like write it as a story so that men are very visual and they see themselves in your life. So write a story on how they can fit in your life. And it's so long and very vulnerable. And I am living in San Diego. I know everybody in San Diego because I grew up here and I've been yeah. in business here. And I'm like, oh, please don't make me do this. This is so awful. Plus, you know, just it was so vulnerable and exposing. And I just went against my ego. I went against like wanting to look good and not let anybody like know any of my personal stuff. And I just did it. And it was funny. So I have girlfriends that have gone on Match and she's like, I just don't get a lot of hits. When I put my profile on, I told her about my profile. She was like, no, don't do that. That's awful. It's so embarrassing.
Oh no.
And I literally had hundreds of people reaching out to me when I put the profile up and they were like, best profile I've ever read. My husband
really?
Was like, oh yeah. And my husband was like, that was hands down the best profile I've ever read. He's like, I felt like I had so much to talk to you about because you've just given all this information. And yeah. so it was really cute. So I did it exactly the way she said it and it worked. And we actually met and started dating pretty quickly. So I didn't have to be on Match very long. So that was a good thing.
Oh, good.
Did you know right away, like the first time you guys got together, were you just like, okay, this guy is exactly who I'm looking for?
Yeah. I mean, pretty much. I didn't yeah. actually, he's so funny. He'll tell you, I put him through the ringer. I didn't like go on an actual date. He'll say we had like 5 phone calls, 5 FaceTime dates. And then I finally went on like a 1 physical date with him and we went on a hike. He wanted to go to dinner. I'm like, let's go on a hike.
Cute.
But yeah, when I met him I remember we did our first FaceTime and he was so charming and we both very much, we like to grow and learn and we're both spiritual and God is a big part of our lives. And so we talked a lot about that on our first FaceTime and I knew, okay, this guy has something special. And we Aww. Went on a hike and he reached over and he grabbed my hand and then I felt the butterflies. I'm sorry.
Aww, that's awesome.
Yay! I'm so yeah. happy for you.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
As every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once. It's tough for even the most watchful mom and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing. Duracell understands that. That's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power many important things around people's homes, including things that young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, but they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening. Because they believe that their product should provide more than just power, they should also provide peace of mind. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. But the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Okay, I want to know, do you still watch the show and has your husband watched your season?
Okay, so it's really funny. So my husband, his daughter, my stepdaughter, who's adorable and sweet, he has two kids. So he has a daughter and a son. And so my husband was like, oh, you were on The Bachelor? And then like 2 years ago.
Was this early on? Did he know? Okay, got it.
Well, he learned because he Googled me. And he's like, oh, of course.
Of course.
I'm like, okay. And then his daughter is like, my dad is a super fan. He loves The Bachelor.
Oh, that's so cute. She totally called him out. Totally oh my gosh.
That's awesome. That's he's adorable. Like, I've never seen it. You know.
Yeah, he's like, what is that?
How old was she when you guys met?
So she's 24. So she was 21, 22, just okay. Turned 22.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
She knew. Yeah. And so has he knew. Watched your season?
No. No, and I won't. Even let him. He's like, let's just watch your season. I'm like, absolutely not. No.
Did he watch it since he's a super fan? Did he watch it back in the day and just doesn't remember, or he skipped that one? Or
Got it. He doesn't think he saw it, but his daughter's like, yes, you did.
Yeah.
Oh, how funny. Or if you watched my wedding, because you guys were at my wedding.
That's true.
Yeah.
We were.
Yes.
Your beautiful wedding. That was such a beautiful wedding.
Thank you.
Do you guys ever watch your wedding back, Trista? Like, do you guys ever sit down on your anniversary and throw that on? Because it's so beautiful. I mean, it was like.
You're the sweetest.
Yeah.
No, we've watched a little bit, you know, clips here and there, but definitely it's not like a tradition or anything.
Yeah.
Maybe we should. Maybe at 20 years, which is December, we'll do that. We'll start doing that.
Isn't that something? 20 years so this December. I love it.
That's crazy.
That's so crazy.
I mean, really, I cannot believe the show has been on for so long.
Right?
It's crazy.
Yeah. Did you watch it before you were on Bob's season?
Oh, yeah. I actually knew, I obviously watched Bob and you, and I had gone through a breakup, and my girlfriends were, they're like, oh my God, Bob's The Bachelor.
Oh, actually, I kind of remember that you actually liked Bob and wanted to be on his show if he was, yes, is that true?
I had a huge crush on him, and I was dating my boyfriend at the time, and we would watch The Bachelor, and I'm like, oh, Bob, he's so funny.
Yes. So cute. What is Trista doing letting him go?
We had so much fun, Trista. Honestly, like I always say this, but it was really interesting for me because I really knew after that first night, like I was like, wow, these Estella and Kelly Jo actually stuck out to me more than anybody else. And it's almost like you feel bad saying that because it's like, you know, you're trying to remain with an open heart and everything. And I really was, but I remember it would always just come back to, and I would like, literally, like I said before, I remember we went on a water date. Do you remember that, Estella? They sent us to a water park. And I felt really bad because the whole time I was just hanging out with Estella. I'd be like, you know, we'd be walking away from like, you know, the churro stand together, you know, hey, let's get a churro.
Yep.
And, you know, I felt bad. I'm like, oh, that's right. I'm supposed to be on a date with, you know, these other four ladies as well. I gotta, you know, get my my situation right here. But it was,
I think
it was
that's
so
really
fun.
Hard to do. That's really hard to do though. Like if you're feeling somebody, then spend time with them. I feel like if there's any advice to give to the people on the show, especially the leads, if you are wanting to spend time with someone, then spend time with them. It's your show, right?
Well, now it's so, like we said, now it's so different. Now you can do that. Now I think they, you know, they'll be on a group date and they'll be like, I'm just going to take this lady over here and talk to her for an hour. And everyone's like, okay. You know, whereas back then it was
It does cause drama. It does cause drama. Mm-hmm. So, especially nowadays, it causes drama because, of course, I'm sure there's a little mix of the producers back, you know, behind the scenes going, oh, how do you feel about Bob being with Estella that entire time?
Yeah, exactly. They're stirring the pot. Mixing it up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know?
Do you watch the show now, Estella?
Yeah, my husband and I will watch it. Not as regularly, but like this season, we're not watching it as much, but we'll watch it. When we first started dating, I actually stopped watching it for a long time. And then when we got together, we started watching it and it's fun. It's like really fun to watch with him. And my husband's like a total romantic. That's why he loves The Bachelor.
Aww,
he's just an absolute romantic and it's cute and I love him and I love watching it with him. And then I have my own commentary. And
I was going to ask if you had any like sidebars where I'd be like, actually right here, you know, you give any insight?
Yeah, mine's mostly like, oh, stop.
Yes.
Stop crying.
Right. Oh, no. Take
so
it
good.
Back.
I love
Don't
it.
Say that.
Well, at least we know we got you know, you found somebody with the same, you know, aligned the same way. You're both romantics and spiritual and, you know, into the whole thing. And, man, if you can watch The Bachelor together, I think that really – that goes next level. My wife and I, we watch Real Housewives together, and I act like I don't like it. And I'll be like, I can't believe you're watching this garbage. And then I'll be like, what did Dorinda just say? And she'll be like, how do you know their names? I'm like, oh.
Okay, I can't get him to watch Real Housewives with me. He's like, I will not. He's like, that's the only one I will not watch. I'm like, come on.
I'm telling you, it's tough. It's tough, yeah. But then I find myself getting roped in. I'm like, oh, God, I am into this thing. Damn it.
I know. It's bad. It's so bad, but it's so good.
It's so good.
So good. So bad that it's so good. Well, it has been amazing talking to you, Estella. I'm so glad that you could find some time for us. I'm really sorry about your mom.
Yeah, me too.
Really happy for your marriage and your business, and thank you for sharing all those tips. Thanks for coming. It was great to chat.
I am so glad I got to see you again and chat with you, and thank you so much for having me on. And I just appreciate you guys, and I appreciate you chatting me up. And
you
make sure you reach out if you want any information about. But girl, get in your sauna 4 days a week.
I'm going to do that. You should. Yeah, they're amazing.
I'm a spring chicken, so I could use all the help
you're
I can get.
Spring yeah. chicken.
You know, when you wait till you're 48 to have kids, it's a really good idea. I advise it to you. chasing them around. I could use a little sauna action for sure. But Estella, okay. It's so great to connect with you again. We love you and, thinking
love
about you,
guys. You
and so happy for you and your business and your husband. Please tell him we all say hello. And yes, we're so happy for him too.
Thank you, you guys. Have an awesome day. And I'll maybe we'll chat soon.
Thanks, bye, Estella.
Bye.
Isn't that nice? I love that.
Aw, she's so sweet. I mean, seriously, I know she was, I forgive me for giving you shit, but I have to do that. I'm kind
you
of
have to.
Sister.
You're my buddy. You got to.
Yeah. But I love that you guys can just, bury any hurt feelings. It seems like she did that a very long time ago after you called her, especially. So,
yeah, I was always big thing about Estella and I was, I mean, we didn't even get a chance to get into it, but back in those days, it was tough because I remember we finished filming in July, the beginning of July. And then we had to do that whole kind of charade for the next 5 months. And
3 months. Like, oh, you did 5 months?
We did 5 months. Yeah. Because
we were three.
Yeah. They extended my season that year so that it was only like a week off before your wedding. And so they pushed it.
Oh, so my wedding. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault. They wanted it for sweeps week, they told me. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I didn't even know what that was. I'm like, I love sweeps. But it was, it was one of those things. And so it was just a really long time to be, on that kind of, thing. And then life just gets in the way. And unfortunately, it was just one of those things when you don't know each other that well to begin with.
Right.
To then have that kind of distance for that kind of a period of time. But I remember, my big thing with her was I was just going to be really honest. And she was very open to that, which was really nice because I could say, look, I just feel this, this, and this. And it wasn't like I was, in the Inquisition over it. It was kind of like, I understand, and so it makes you be more open and, and she's so sweet. I'm so happy for her.
She is.
With the passing of her mom and then all of a sudden to find this joy almost like, in tandem with that moment and just, to be in such a good spot for herself personally, I think it's so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that she is such a sweetheart, even though I've only met her, a handful of times, but,
you can tell
just
though.
Like
you
everybody else. Oh yeah. You can completely tell what kind of, person she is at the heart.
No doubt.
Anyway, that was great. I know you probably were like, oh gosh, are we going to be okay?
No, I was actually really happy to do it because I mean, we had Kelly Jo on too. And, I know you know this about me, but I don't know that a lot of our listeners do, but it was really important for me. First of all, it was hard for me to be the bachelor when I was the bachelor because I didn't want to, I mean, you and I had the same feeling. We didn't want to hurt people that might have feelings if we weren't reciprocating it. And that was the toughest part of the job for me was sending someone home. But then afterwards too, when, you go through this relationship cycle and like I've said a million times, you and Ryan really navigated it so much more brilliantly than most. Obviously, the numbers show, you know, that the two of you are the original couple that made it through. And now there's, you know, there's been a handful of them since. But it was that was a tough road to hoe, too. And it was just I hated it. I hated the whole breakup aspect of it. And then it's in the public eye. And, you know, but, you know, I was always like, I have nothing negative to say because there's literally nothing negative to say about Estella, you know? And so they would come after me, they'd be like, you know, why did you guys break up? What's going on? I'm like, yeah, it must be me because it's certainly not her.
It's me.
And, you know, in the years past, we've found that it was truly me every time my relationship explodes. Until I found, of course, my beautiful and tolerant Canyon who puts up with a lot.
Oh, gosh. I love it.
Oh, man.
All right. Love you, Bob Guinea, and thanks for tuning in, people.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has
existed.
You have
an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
I've discovered the secret to turning diaper duty into pure parenting joy. Okay, well, that might be a stretch, but Pampers Swaddlers is truly the answer. They feature a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, including even blowouts. And for 2024's hottest baby shower / sprinkle gift, it's the Pampers Diaper Stash. I am so for diapers for a baby shower or registry. This Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund where family and friends can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. Just create an account, share it, and then watch it grow, and then gift it. So easy. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness with Pampers Swaddlers and the Pampers Diaper Stash.